The drought that gripped much of the United States over the past 4 years was not an isolated event. Afghanistan has also been devastated. It received just 2 years' worth of rainfall over the past 4 years. The United Nations Environment Program reported this week that the drought set back attempts to rebuild the nation after years of war and political turmoil. And now there's new evidence those droughts may have a common cause: temperatures in the ocean. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
American farmers and gardeners in the Southwest and Southeast have been struggling to keep their plants alive over the past 4 years. The same has been true for people in Central Asia and Southern Europe. Rainfall has been far below normal. In Afghanistan, sustenance crops have wilted and died, and even drinking water has dried up. Martin Herling from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Colorado wondered if these multiple droughts were just a coincidence.
We were very curious because the timing of the droughts in the U.S. and in the Mediterranean and Southern Europe and in Central Asia were curiously similar. And we were really wondering, could these have had a common cause, a common origin? And that's what prompted us to look carefully at what special features in the ocean were in play.
Because ocean temperatures affect global weather patterns, Herling and a colleague looked at water temperatures in the Pacific and Indian Oceans. Cooler waters off the American coast, a phenomenon called La Niña, prevailed during the drought period. La Niña is known for its ability to create drought in the United States. But Herling found another dramatic phenomenon, unusually warm weather in the Indian Ocean and the Western Pacific.
La Niña is a phenomenon that comes and goes regularly. It's been part of the climate record for hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years, probably. But the warming in the Indian Ocean and West Pacific was something new to the climate system. It's something that's emerged in the last half century or even less.
Now Herling has published a paper in Science showing that the warm water, coupled with La Niña, worked together to trigger the droughts in Afghanistan and Southern Europe, as well as the United States. Global warming is playing a role here. Other studies have concluded that warming in the Indian Ocean is far beyond the normal variation you'd expect.
It'd be too simple to say that it's a one-to-one, that global warming caused a drought.
But he adds it's clearly set the stage for multiple droughts around the world. Kevin Trenberth at the National Center for Atmospheric Research agrees with that conclusion, and he says climate change is doing more than simply affecting rainfall. For one thing, warming also dries out the soil, which can make droughts worse and last longer.
Water is going to be one of the key issues as a consequence of global climate change in the future. And so droughts are a key part of that, but also so too are floods. And often they go hand in hand. We get floods in one part of the world at the same time we get droughts in the other part of the world.
Climate change just in general exaggerates weather patterns because it puts more energy into the atmosphere. For the moment, at least, there's relief in sight for some of the persistent droughts. Soaking rains and snowfall in the eastern United States have eased conditions there because La Niña has faded. Herling says it's not all good news.
Parts of the Southwest Asian region still have not recovered, and the Southwest United States has still not recovered. But we do have hopes that in the near term there will be some recovery in those areas.
And Herling has concerns about those areas in the long term because of the change in ocean temperature.
There are certain regions that we're seeing that could be quite vulnerable to the changing patterns of ocean temperatures. And we find that areas that include, again, Southwest Asia and Southern Europe seem to be very sensitive toward a dry end, that they actually would dry further as a long-term change just from that simple effect alone.
So when La Niña returns, as it inevitably will, the scene will once again be set for what Herling calls the perfect ocean for drought. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.